Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 26th of November, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The United States is considering export controls on AI and other emerging technology. The United States Bureau of Industry and Security proposed the rules this week and is seeking comments through December 19. The agency is seeking to identify foundational technologies that may be important to United States national security and is looking for public input on treating emerging and foundational technologies separately. The export controls are meant to keep the country competitive with China. Logitech, a Swiss manufacturer of keyboards and webcams, is in discussions to acquire Plantronics, a US maker of Bluetooth earpieces and gaming headsets, people familiar with the matter said on Friday. The deal will be by far Logitech's largest acquisition and will illustrate the company's push to diversify its business. It will come as Logitech and Plantronics seek to keep down manufacturing costs following the introduction of tariffs on imports from China into the United States. Social media network LinkedIn processed the email addresses of 18 million non-members and targeted them with advertising on Facebook without permission, an audit by the Data Protection Commissioner has found. The Data Protection Commissioner conducted an audit of the multinational LinkedIn Ireland, home of the company's EU headquarters, after it became concerned with systemic issues in relation to how the company was processing the personal data of people who were not members of the network. Apple has resumed production of the iPhone X due to weaker and expected demand of its latest XS and XS Max models, according to a report by the Wall Street Journal. The move is allegedly due to an agreement made with Samsung to purchase a certain quantity of OLED screens. With these year's OLED-equipped models failing to sell in the quantities needed to fulfill the terms of the deal, the report suggests that Apple is turning to last year's model for a solution. Apple ceased selling the iPhone X in stores when the XS was first released. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.